Welcome to God First, a program committed to encouraging you to put God first while viewing life through the window of the Bible. Now, in honor of the one and only true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, please join us for today's episode.
Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My name is Brian Thomas, and as always, it is a joy, an honor, and a privilege to join you each week, and I want to thank you for tuning in. Once again, folks, I am excited this week as we are continuing our series on how to keep the faith in college. And it has been such a blessing to have these wonderful, wonderful college students to join us for the past several weeks as they are speaking truth. They are standing firm on the word of God. It is just so great to see, because we tend to think sometimes that all the young people are turning away from Christianity, and that it's only the old gray heads. It's only the senior citizens who are staying true to the faith, only the senior citizens who are staying in church. But we see that God has a remnant of the young generation, these young warriors who are standing true to the faith. And again, it is just so wonderful to see. And I've heard from listeners that have told me they have been so impressed by the maturity and the conviction that these young folks have. And even with them at an older age, much later than college, and they are encouraged and blessed by the things that we have been hearing from these college students. So again, it's just been wonderful to be a part of it. It's been a real honor for me. And we're going to hear from two more college students today that we'll hear an introduction from them shortly. But we began the series with Karis Williams out of East Carolina University. She was joined in episode one by Caleb Owens out of Campbell University. And then last week we had Angel Hunter from North Carolina Central University. And she was joined by Jonathan Geiger from North Carolina A&T University. Again, they all just did such a wonderful job in articulating their stance and their faith and staying true and how to keep the faith in college. They've blessed so many people, and it's just been so wonderful to see. They are all products of the Upper Room Church of God in Christ, where Bishop Patrick Wooden Sr. is pastor. And it's just so many great things going on there at the Upper Room Church of God in Christ. And it's just been such an honor again to have these young folks on and to hear them speak truth into this darkness that we see that is happening in our world today. Because as I stated in the first episode, I have been really weighed down over the last several months by what has taken place with indoctrination and how Satan is trying to get the young people, the young generation. He's coming after kids, even in preschool. They have cartoons out there in which they are depicting things that are not of God, things that go against the Bible, things that go against the faith. And so he's out to get them. And we've seen this stuff going on college campuses for a number of years, for decades. And it's just getting even stronger. And so my heart goes out to Christian college students and what they're having to face today. And I reached out to my friend, Elder James Faison, who leads the God First Campus Ministries in the Triangle area. And I asked him if he would come on to talk with us about the things that college students are facing, what things he's seeing and hearing from college students. And he made the suggestion that we bring some students on to talk with us. And it was just a wonderful idea because we have been so blessed by these students. And again, we have two more fine young ladies who are joining us today to speak about how to keep the faith in college. So I want to welcome once again Elder James Faison to the program. Will you do us the honor of introducing this week's guest?
God bless you, Brian, and God bless you to the listening audience as well. And man, I'm so glad to be here to introduce these students. And first, I'm going to introduce Raina Harper. Raina, she's an upcoming sophomore at UNC Charlotte. She's a pre-nursing major. And Raina, she is on fire for the Lord. I tell you, these young ladies have definitely set an example of what a student should do in order to keep God first. And they've been active participants in the campus ministry as well. And not only, also her sister, Raylan Harper, who is also a rising sophomore at UNC Charlotte. And I tell you, they are a dynamic duo. They are power impact young ladies. And I mean, they are high impact and low maintenance as it relates to college ministry. And just thank God for them. And I'm excited to hear what they have to present to us tonight. Also want to say as well, thank God for our pastor, Bishop Patrick L. Wooden Sr., for giving us this opportunity to even participate in college ministry, and to our Upper Room Church of God in Christ family, we love you all. God bless.
All right. Thank you, Elder Faison. And we are going to hear more from him. He's going to drop off now, but he'll be back with us in a couple of weeks to talk more about what is going on college campuses and to sort of give us a recap and summary of the things that we've been speaking with our college students. So we want to turn our attention now to this week's guests again, Raina and Raylan Harper, sisters, twin sisters. We want to thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to come on and speak with us today.
Thank you so much.
All right. Again, we are just looking forward to what you all have to say, as we have been so blessed by these college students. And when we come to talking about how to keep the faith in college, we've talked about so many different aspects of it. And one of the things that we know is when you choose to stand for Jesus Christ, when you draw that line in the sand and you say, for Christ I live and for Christ I die, the world is going to look at you as if you stick out like a sore thumb. They're going to say something must be wrong with him. Something must be wrong with her. And some people will have trouble with really staying true to the faith, whether they're in a college setting or even in another setting. Some people, if they're outside of the church, they sort of want to sort of hide in the corner and hide their Christian faith. But when you're on a college campus, you must stay true to the faith if you are going to be a faithful Christian. So I want to ask first, Raina, how do you cope with this? This thought, this mindset that you're away from home and you're around new people, new settings. How do you cope with this thought of, well, if I live for Christ, if I make this stand, I'm going to stick out like a sore thumb?
Yes, certainly. So as believers, we just have to realize that it can be extremely challenging to be set apart from the crowd and from the collegiate students that we meet that are on various paths. Everybody that you meet is not going to be from the same upbringing, have the same morals. You might be invited to different parties, different clubs, asked to participate in sinful activity, or just joining sororities, frats, whatever the case might be. It might be something contrary to your religious beliefs. That those are the types of things that you run across in college. And sometimes people, out of fear, they wrestle with the thoughts in their mind, well, what will those people think about me? Or will I still have friends if I say no? Or will I be considered, quote unquote, cool? And then they react out of fear and they're thinking about those thoughts. And as Christians, you know, we have to understand that we can't give in to those peer pressures. We can't allow the devil to put those thoughts in our minds. So we have to know, I refer to the scripture, 2 Corinthians 6 and 17, which tells us to come out from among them and be separate, touching no unclean thing, and the Lord will receive us. And as believers, this is a command that we have to obey, because we are called to be set apart. We are called to say no. We are called to be away from the in crowd. And a story that always comes to mind when I think about the answering to this question is when Daniel was in a foreign land. In the Bible, he experienced many things, false gods, false doctrines, sinful people, and he was even thrown in the lion's den because he wanted to go against the grain and he wouldn't eat of the king's meat. And despite all of this, he stayed faithful to God, and that's how God kept him. So yes, we're going to stick out like a sore thumb. We might lose some friends. We might even lose positions in different clubs because you might not, you go against the standard. But God kept him, and God can do the same thing for us. So with that in mind, I found many different ways to cope with it. And one thing, first and foremost, is prayer. We have to pray, and we have to ask God to give us discernment and give us wisdom. We have to pray over what types of clubs we're going to join, what types of friends we're going to have, and different things like that. And if you ask him and you pray about those choices that you're going to make, he will give you what you need to know. He will give you that spiritual guidance. Another thing is to find friends of a like mind. And this is not just to say find people that are nice or people that necessarily have the same mannerisms as you, but find people who believe in the same things as you as far as your spiritual life goes. Because you want somebody to go with your spiritual life. And you shouldn't be hanging out with friends who, even if they are nice or if they do agree with your spiritual views, you shouldn't hang out with friends who are going to be mad at you when you do say no. If you do have friends like that, definitely get away from them and let them go, because somebody is going to pull somebody, and 9 times out of 10, if you're not strong enough, they will pull you. And lastly, I would just say, be connected with your church. We have this college ministry for a reason. We have our church family. You have church members who want to stay in touch with you. Stay in touch with them. Be connected. Be a part. God has placed those people in our life to give us guidance and to give us insight. So if you stay connected, you will definitely not stray away, and you will embrace being the sore thumb in college.
That was so well stated, because you are right. People wrestle because of fear. We make so many decisions in life because of fear. But we must remember, God has not given us the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear is not of God, but God has given us a sound mind. And that is so important to keep in mind, because I know so many people that out of fear of not fitting in, they've made decisions, they've compromised on things, and they made decisions that they later regretted for the rest of their lives. And you often see that happen in college. And if you really don't believe me, for our listeners, just look at the story of King David. And he wasn't in college at the time, but when he committed the sin with Bathsheba, even though he was later forgiven, still there were consequences that followed David for the rest of his life. So we want to spare ourselves from that heartache. So I thank you so much for pointing that out, that no, don't let peer pressure get to you. Matter of fact, we as believers put the pressure on them to live righteously. And as you said, we are to come out from among them. We are to be separate. We are to be set apart. We are to be a peculiar people. We are to be like Daniel, who said he would not defile himself with the king's food. And we saw Daniel throughout. He just said he's standing on the faith of God. He's not giving in to the temptations and to the pressures of a pagan kingdom. And I just love the fact that you said pray for discernment and wisdom. We need that so much. And to pray for like-minded friends and stay connected to your church. There's so many that go off for college and they just lose connection with the home church. But yes, stay connected to your church. So again, that was so beautifully stated, and I want to thank you for that. So now we want to turn to your sister, Raylene. What are your thoughts concerning how do you cope with not sticking out like a sore thumb, or when you do stick out like a sore thumb, how do you cope with those feelings when you're in college?
Yeah, so that's the same thing for me. It isn't something I worry about too much. Of course, it's, you know, normal to feel like you're the only one living for Christ, because it does get lonely at times. You know, the road's going to get lonely, but you have to choose, like, you know, we at the end of the day, we have to please God. So it's not something that we should, you know, worry about people's opinions, worrying about, well, who am I going to please today? No, we're only worrying about, you know, making it to heaven, doing what we need to do to get there. And I feel like because we identify with Christ, we shouldn't have that shame that we identify with Christ, because we see all the other organizations on campus, like the LGBT and the sororities and fraternities, you know, they are passionate about what they do. So I feel like seeing them would only make you go harder for Christ and want to pull people to Christ. And having that passion for Christ and just identifying with him, that's truly what we should be doing on the campus. And, you know, as long as we have that passion, people are going to look at us and say, hey, they're going hard for Jesus. Maybe I should try and do the same thing because I see their passion. So I'm going to be inspired to do the same thing. And it is hard at times, you know, like she said, it will be hard, and we go through the same trials and tribulations as other people do. You know, just because we're Christians, people think we have this perfect life and perfect way about us. But no, we mess up sometimes. It's a lot of pressure, you know, to uphold certain standards. We have certain morals and values that we have to follow. And I feel like a lot of times we can have pressure, but it's not enough for us to cave in, because as long as we're praying about it, we shouldn't have to cave into the peer pressure. But we still know that temptation is there. But as long as we're praying and fighting against our flesh and feeding our spiritual man, we'll be able to overcome that. And taking a stand for Christ, you know, it's not going to be smooth sailing, but with prayer and self-discipline, God will help us through it. And yes, it does come at a price. You'll probably lose friends. You may not be as popular, but at the end of the day, our main goal is to please God. And for this stance, I would like to refer to Luke 9, when Jesus talks about denying ourselves and taking up our cross daily and following him. And what that means is basically going through what he went through. And he doesn't want us to go through the suffering personally just because, you know, we're suffering, but he wants us to go through it just like he did. You know, if we're going to identify with him, he wants us to go through that same persecution and identify with him. And everybody, you know, they mocked him while he was on the cross. They mimicked him. And just like they're mocking Christianity today, he wants us to know, like, are we willing to take up the cross and deny ourselves and follow him? And I also think about, you know, this past few Sundays, how Bishop's been talking about, you know, not showing neutrality and just picking a side, choosing a side, who we're going to serve at the end of the day. And I feel like there should be no gray area when we're taking this stance. We should really be all in for Christ or all out, you know, because he said if we're lukewarm, he'll spit us out. So we really have to think about what are we doing today? What can I do today that pleases Christ? What can I do that can pull other people to Christ? And also, it's important to know that you have to know your identity, know who you are before you even get to college. You know, a lot of people, it's about finding yourself. And college is you find more about yourself and things you didn't know before. But I feel like if you have that foundation before you even get there, you won't waver. Your faith won't waver. You won't be easily sucked into the peer pressure. So that's definitely part of identifying with Christ is knowing who you are. And I'm thankful for parents, you know, growing up and teaching the way of God and learning about God all my life. So I really hadn't had a struggle with, like, not knowing who I was. When I got there, I knew, like, this is what I'm not supposed to be doing. I knew my limits. And I know that you can still go there and have fun in a holy way and still live upright. And I still take this stance even going into my second year. So I feel like as long as you know who you are and know that who we are and what our mission is, we can survive the college life.
And you are so right. It does get lonely at times. And I think back to my college years, and I may be wrong on this, but it seemed as though that the young ladies, the girls, had a harder time with battling with that loneliness. But as you said, at the end of the day, we are to please God. And I'm so glad that you pointed out that there are secular organizations on college campuses, and they are very passionate about the things that they stand for their cause. And so we as believers in Christ, when we see that, it should cause us to want to rise up and go even harder for Christ. So I love the way you stated that. And, you know, it's going to inspire others. When others see that, they're going to be inspired. And even though this series is really directed towards college students, other college students, to inspire and encourage them, I've heard from people who, again, they are long gone from college age, but they have been inspired by the things that you all are stating. So it is so important that we take a stand for Christ, because you never know who is watching and who is listening. And as you said, if we feed our spirit, we will overcome that temptation. But like you stated, there is a price, but we are to deny ourselves, take up the cross and follow him, follow Jesus Christ. We must die to self. And that's something that you don't often hear talked about in Christian circles today, in churches, is the fact that we are to die to ourselves, die to our own desires, our lustful desires, and follow Jesus Christ. Because the scripture says, for what profit is it for a man to gain the whole world and then to be destroyed, or his soul becomes lost? And so you are so right. There are no gray areas. We are not to be lukewarm. We are all about pleasing our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so your parents obviously laid a solid foundation for you as you knew your identity, even going into college. Your pastor has done a wonderful job, obviously, in preparing you all for your college years. And like you said, we are to have fun in a holy way. And sometimes I see people and they seem to think, well, Christians are not to have fun, but the church, those of us in the church, we should be the happiest people on earth. And I see people that they are against laughing and smiling and having joy when you're in church. But we are to have joy because we are doing things in the way that God says to do it. And when you do it that way, you really will have joy. What the world has is not really joy. They have some temporary pleasure, but it's only going to last for a season. But when you walk with Jesus Christ, you will find that you will have joy, you will have peace, you will have happiness for all the days of your life and for eternity. So thank you so much for those well-stated answers. And we're going to take a short break, but don't go away. We're going to come back on the other side and continuing talking with Raylan Harper and her twin sister, Raina Harper, again, on how to keep the faith in college. Don't go away. You are tuned in to the God First program.
You are listening to God First. If you believe in what we stand for at God First Bible Fellowship, would you consider partnering with us? Our God First Partners program is based on Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added on to you. For a recurring donation of $6.33 per month, you can help us share the message of placing God's commands first when viewing the issues of our culture. Please visit our website, godfirst.org, or write to us at God First Bible Fellowship, P.O. Box 266, Knightdale, North Carolina, 27545 for more information. Now, let's return to the conclusion of today's program.
Welcome back to the God First program. My name is Brian Thomas, and we are today talking to guests Raina and Raylan Harper on how to keep the faith in college, two sophomores, twin sisters out of the University of North Carolina at Charlotte. So before the break, we were talking about how you stick out when you decide to live for Christ. So I want to next talk on the topic of when you are a Christian college student. You go away from home. You are wanting to keep the faith. So what do you have to say concerning a Bible study or a church to attend when you are too far away from home to attend your home church? So we'll go first to Raina.
Yes. So finding a church for watch care when you're going to school out of town and away from your home church can be extremely difficult for a lot of people because it is so hard to find churches nowadays that align with the same doctrine that you have at your home church. I can attest to that because it's so many different churches that I know people going to that don't teach the same doctrine as Bishop Wooden at our church. And truthfully, one thing that I wanted to say about that is sometimes this is something that Satan can take advantage of because he banks on students being so far away from their home church and being exposed to all these different religions and different doctrines, and you have students bouncing from church to church to church, and it's unstable, and they're not aware of where they should go. And he banks on this, he takes advantage of this, and then the person might get tired, and they're like, well, I don't feel like looking for another church. I'm tired of looking, and then they just will simply stop going at all. And that's when the devil kind of takes control, because now you're not going to church at all, you're not getting that substance, and you're not getting that word that you need. So first and foremost, I would just try to speak with your pastor, your spiritual leader, and ask them to give you that guidance of where you should go. This is what me and my family members did, my sister, my brother, and I. We all did this before we left. We sat down with pastor, and he gave us guidance. He gave us advice on whose church we should attend. And right now, we currently go to Kingdom Christian Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I'm just going to say it. Pastor knows what he's talking about. He knows that they have spiritual insight. They know where to send you and where not to send you. So he knows who teaches those similar gospels. And your leaders have so much knowledge in this area. So it's so important to seek them out because you don't want to attend a church that appeals to your flesh or that's just fun. And so that comfort, that complacency, it doesn't leave room for growth. But you need something that's going to rub you, quote unquote, rub you the wrong way. And another thing that I would say is to do research on your own. Also, go online. That's what the internet is for. There's so many different churches online that you can find. Go on Facebook or see what churches are in the area. Listen to a couple of their messages, see what they're teaching, and see if it's something that aligns with the gospel that you're getting at your home church. And the very last thing that I would recommend for personally is to do a campus ministry at least my specific college. This was a personal story that I had for myself. I did try out some of the campus ministries at our college. I never left the one from Upper Room because that was always going to be my go-to. But I did try the campus ministries at our school. And for me, I personally don't recommend it because the times are just changing. And a lot of schools in certain areas teach different doctrines and they don't have that same discernment that your pastor might have. They're very accepting of a lot of worldly things, and this can kind of clash with what you're used to. And if you start hearing those different doctrines, you might try to go back to your church and challenge the teaching that you're getting there and challenge that wisdom that you're getting there. And you never want to put yourself in that position. So if you do find a campus ministry that does teach the same thing as your home church, go for it. But this is like the very last option for me personally that I would have chosen. I love the campus ministry that we have at Upper Room. Elder Spaceman and his wife are such amazing teachers. They keep us in check. They're so up to date. They know exactly the things that college students are going through. And it's just so important to stay connected to them because they just know everything that you're going through. And another thing that I would add is there's never an excuse for not attending church at all, even if you have to do it virtually. If you're not able to make it in person, there's never a reason for you to just completely disengage. If somebody wants something, they'll go and they'll get it. And that's what I always think about. If you really want to find a church a home church, you will do it. And I definitely feel that these are a few options that a lot of students can take if they run into this situation.
That is excellent advice. When you have a good pastor, and you all have a great pastor at the Upper Room, you seek his guidance to point you to a good church, and research online. We have all these tools available to find churches online. And I love the fact that you said there's never an excuse to not attend church. If you really want it, you will go and get it. And so that is very, very sound advice. Well, folks, we're going to press the pause button here for this week as we are out of time, but we are going to come back next week and continue. We're going to hear from Raylan, her thoughts on this same question. And then we're going to ask them about how do you balance school life with church life. And so please come back and join us again next week. So I want to thank you again, Raina and Raylan, for joining us on today's program.
Thank you so much. God bless you. I enjoyed our time.
Thank you. And to Elder Faison, to your parents, Bishop Wooding, I know you are all proud of these young ladies. They are doing a wonderful job. So we look forward to having them again next week. Until then, remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Bless God's great nation of Israel. And to the only wise God, be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the God First program. Please come back and join us next week as we continue to encourage you to put God first while viewing life through the window of the Bible. Until next time, remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, bless God's great nation of Israel, and seek first the kingdom of God.